Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
It is the 2025 Fan 5 Alarm Marathon presented by Allegiant Community Federal Credit Union, live at the Upper St. Clair Volunteer Fire Department, brought to you by 1-800-BOARD-UP, G.S. Jones Restoration, Firehouse Subs, Dawn's Appliances, and Guardian Protection. And this hour is brought to you by Living Treasures Animal Park of the Laurel Highlands. Donnie Chedrick with you, Jack Hillgrove with you, Charlie Borges here on site. Joel Nelson is back behind the glass in Green Tree. And our buddy Adam Crowley is hanging out with us because he doesn't want to go to sleep yet, is what he said. And he's had a few...
I'm in a fugue state.
I see light mangoes.
I'm in a fugue state is what it is. Like, I'm half asleep, I'm half awake, and I think that makes for potentially entertaining radio at, what is it, 10 o'clock?
It is midnight,
Adam. Oh!
When are you on here again?
12:04.
I'm not on until 8.
Man, you should be. You could probably be snoozing.
Correct.
They got nice little bunks in there.
Right.
Although I got the far bottom one. I already claimed it.
I was on the far bottom.
I am very impressed with... I just got here a few minutes ago. Well, about an hour ago. Very impressed with the layout here.
It's a great layout.
Unbelievable.
Great people.
Yes.
Yeah, it blew me away. I mean, obviously they had like the full like gym in there. I did my miles earlier on the treadmill and
the
fire suit.
Station
you did
up
the
top.
Training.
The pop fountain in the kitchen has caught my eye.
That's
I always said that if I grow up and become rich and famous, emphasis on the rich part, I am putting a pop fountain in a kitchen, like to have fresh fountain.
They
pop.
Have Powerade on tap.
Yeah, that was
lovely.
Big.
It's outstanding.
I had several cups of that when I was done with the walk.
As did I when I was crawling.
Have you guys become fans of Diet Coke in your 20s?
I have.
And is it because of the females in your lives?
Is that a thing?
Yes.
I think
absolutely
that is a thing.
Is.
My mom always talked a big game about Diet Coke. My wife loves the Diet Coke, and now I suppose, yeah, I do. I do as well.
I never thought I would be a Diet Coke fan.
My better half is Dr. Pepper, so she's not a big Diet Coke.
Dr. Pepper?
Yeah, that's her.
We talking like, PhD or MD?
I don't know. How do you associate Dr. Pepper? Is he PhD or MD? I don't think I've ever given it one shred of thought.
Well, you're talking about your better half. I figured you would have some information on whether or not they got their doctorate in something like prehistoric fossils or something.
My
like being
better
a dentist.
Half drinks Dr. Pepper.
Oh, I thought you said your better half was Dr. Pepper.
No, she is not Dr. Pepper.
I wasn't aware you had a better half.
I do.
I thought you were being, I thought you were putting yourself down because you didn't have one, and you were insinuating that this carbonated beverage with 27 flavors was in fact your better half.
No, I should have ordered that.
How about
better.
Dr. Thunder?
Dr. Thunder, off-brand, definitely a PhD.
I grew up on Dr. Thunder.
Did you?
That was
Westmoreland County.
One of my neighbors, they were always loaded up with Dr. Thunder in like their basement fridge.
Could you pick it apart? Like, could you compare a Dr. Thunder to a Dr. Pepper and tell the difference?
I never actually tried.
I don't think I've ever done that with any of those.
That's a good thing for Dr. Thunder, though.
Yeah.
Because you're the off-brand.
Yeah.
You shouldn't taste as good.
We were always, in my household, the Giant Eagle brand cereal that was off-brand that came in like a huge bag.
With Terry the Tiger.
I always got the off-brand Cookie Crisp in a bag. That was my...
Which, really, you can't really tell the difference.
No, it is a small, almost freeze-dried chocolate chip cookie.
That's one of the great life hacks, I think. If you buy the store brand, and I'm not just talking cereal, I'm not just talking canned goods, food goods, Advil. Oh, I'm going to get the ibuprofen instead of the name brand.
I don't do that.
You go year over year over the course of a lifetime, and you could probably buy a boat when you're like 65. Need a boat for when you're 65? Doesn't matter. You could buy one.
I have it
power
stuck
in
my head that if I don't buy the name brand of the medicine, it won't work as well.
That's nonsense. It's the same ingredient. It's a different name.
Well, think about the folks that own like ice cream shops.
Yeah.
How much money they're saving if they make homemade cookies and cream ice cream if they're buying the off-brand cookies and cream versus like the Oreo.
Yeah.
That's a
it's
probably
really boding pretty
point.
Well for them.
I mean, speaking of like the non-name brand medicines, I mean, you're going to want to ride with Tums, but I mean, the antacid tablets that are just like the generic brand, I think those work pretty well.
It just
too.
Says in and, all caps on the front, antacids.
Yeah.
It does the same
and,
thing.
And as you, Jack, get into your later 20s, you're going to, those things are going to be your best friend, especially either before or after a
Did
night out.
Did you pack
out.
Any tonight?
I might have some in my
he better.
Bag. I don't know if I do, or I might have like one or two.
When I get horizontal, I'm going to be hurting. I'm going to need some of them. It was all pizza and sandwiches and Chef Anthony's stuff, maybe a couple of carbonated beverages, a beer or two. Like, we are going to have some acid reflux
I was trying to explain to the younger guys in there, because we had Bechtold in there, intern Dom's down here now. You know, Jack is transitioning into the point where I think we are both firmly at, as is Charlie, since Charlie and I are both late 20s and Crowley into his early 30s. What do you get?
I'm 32.
I'm 34.
I'll be 27. I'm the youngest
You're
one.
You're 32?
Of the four here.
Don't wait to make me feel old and behind the eight ball in life. But yeah, I'm 32.
I always thought we were like very close.
We graduated
in age.
The same year, but that's because I flunked out of my freshman year of college.
Oh, we have been over this. But, I mean, some of those young guys were back there, and they're talking about going out on the town, Southside, Lawrenceville, the Strip, the North Shore. And I'm like, listen, guys, like, you got to live it up now, because you're going to hit, like, 26, 27. Like, 26 is probably that last year.
And you don't think it's going to happen.
No.
Everyone tells you it's going to happen, and you say, no, it's not going to happen to me. I'm different. You ain't different. We're all the same, and I do it now. If I ever go to a place like that, which is few and far between, would take a very special occasion. I am big-time Irish exit. I do that at sporting events now, too, guys. I do. If there's a rain delay.
You're gone.
Out.
West what
Virginia,
about a
Penn State,
game?
Gone. Gone. Out.
At what point?
If there's a blowout, third quarter, gone.
What is a blowout to you?
If the Steelers are down 14 points in the midway through the third, out. See ya. Goodbye.
Well, especially now because the offense ain't doing it.
Yeah, with Ben, it was different.
Back with Ben, you're like, hey, I might do
it.
So
that's weird because at the time I was at a different age, but it was also a time where they could actually mount a comeback in those games. But, yeah, I don't have much patience to do things I don't want to do anymore. If I'm bored with the situation or tired, which is that's the more frequent occurrence, I'm out.
So growing up spotting – for my grandpap for pit games, you couldn't leave early because you needed somebody there to be the spotter. So I sat through 51-6 in its entirety.
And that was a rain too.
Yeah, it was horrible. You got soaked walking
into the
stadium.
That was a game I'm so thankful I could not attend.
It was before Pitt had joined the ACC. They had Miami in a non-conference and lost like 31-3. That was brutal. The second half of Florida State in
Jameis Winston.
Yeah, you want to know a funny story
about
that game?
Oh, he went off on them.
You give flowers to our man, Pat Bostic. So Pat's obviously the color analyst on the football broadcasts. Jameis was like 15 for 16 at halftime.
Yep.
We were walking from the radio booth to the dining area in the press box, and Pat looked at me and goes, he's going to win the Heisman. And that was on Labor Day, and he had to play, 12 more games and then won the Heisman. That team was unbelievable.
That national championship game was great. That was a great national championship.
But that Florida State team was so good. Kelvin Benjamin was a freak. Man amongst boys at the college level that year.
Massive. Like I don't think the ball hit the ground from Jameson that game.
The thing that I remember was most from that game, I think Pitt got the ball first and scored. And then Florida State either went three and out or just punted. And the place went nuts because they went to a TV timeout. Pitt was up 7-0, and they first forced Florida State to punt. Place went nuts, and then the rest of the game happened.
But I was telling those guys, that you're going to hit the spot where right now they're going out to the bar, getting there for 10, 10:30, maybe even 11. Who knows? Maybe they're really late entrances. I was like, a few years from now, you're going to want to be in bed at 10, 10:30, 11 on the weekend. Because they're like, well, you can't still be doing that now. I'm like, oh, we do. I mean, I joke all the time. We got plenty of weddings. But, like, on the occasion that we will go out somewhere, we'll go out there at, like, 7. And we are – our goal is to be back in bed at 10, 10:30. And I tried to tell Dom, like, you know, eventually, like
– He'll learn. He's young yet.
I was like, the recovery, it ain't going to be what it used to be. It's kind of like signing a 41-year-old quarterback.
Do we have to transition to Rodgers, or can we wait one second?
We can wait a little bit. We can do that next.
Because the one thing I will never, I don't think, although maybe my future self will look back on the 34-year-old me and say, you said you would never do this, I will never get tired of the bar stool and getting belly up to that sucker, and you sit there, and you suck down a couple of pints, and you're hanging out with a couple of guys, and you're watching a ball game. That, to me, is different than going out, going to a bar, mm-hmm. going to a brewery, watching a game. I like that. And when my friends, you know, you'd start to get together after college, and you would still want to go out, you don't hang out. You're going out, there's mountains of human beings. There's five people deep at the bar.
I think the one thing,
the guys.
I think the one thing for me that has jump started the not staying out so late is being in crowded bars. I cannot stand being in a bar and shuffling your way to the bathroom and waiting in line for the bathroom and then shuffling your way back to your friends and then literally going to take a pee takes 20 minutes.
Yep.
Disaster.
Yeah.
And getting a beer takes forever.
Well, yeah.
You're no good.
Trying to wave.
You don't want to be that guy, too, and have them get upset at you.
I mean, we could just go to where Charlie works. He'd serve us right away.
Absolutely. First beer's on me.
I do have to take you
up on
that.
You know Charlie works at a bar?
I bartend.
Do know that.
Taco Tuesdays.
What if we showed up tomorrow night? I mean, what is...
Tomorrow's Friday. I work Tuesdays.
Oh, you only work the Tuesdays?
I only work Tuesdays.
Oh, okay.
I am off from the full-time gig tomorrow, and it is the final day of the city of Steubenville's Greek Fest. They shut down
maybe
a corner
get a
of the
gyro.
Street. Gyro.
Gyros are high.
Do people call them
gyros?
Okay, I was going to... I call it a gyro.
I call it a gyro. I think, yep. like, the...
Yeah, we're not pretentious jackasses. Yeah, we're...
I
what
think,
do you call it?
A gyro. I'm not okay. Davidas Navarauskas, who pitched for the Pirates, 10 years ago?
There
what
you
was
go.
His name?
John Stamos?
It wasn't quite 10 years ago.
I thought his name was going to be in the spelling bee, but obviously we had to postpone
the spelling bee.
Yeah,
that would have been a good name for
was
it.
Was Gift and Gope in the spelling bee?
We didn't have it.
I covered Gift and Gope's little brother when I was working with the Black Bears.
Did you really?
Yeah.
I covered Gift and Gope.
Vic and Gope.
In the Frontier League after he had already played for the Pirates.
Oh, that's right.
Yep.
Because he
did the Redux.
Did he play with the Wild Things for a little bit?
No, he played for it was one of those weird post-COVID years where the one Canadian team merged into one team for the time being, and he played for the team out of Quebec.
Crowley, did you know that there was a manager in the Frontier League? This is not a joke. There was a manager in the Frontier League named Joe Torre. I swear to God.
Can I correct you? Because it wasn't Torre? No, it was...
Was his name not Joe Torre?
No, it was, but they weren't in the Frontier League. He managed that team when they...
Oh, it was that COVID year.
Yeah, when
thing.
They canceled the Frontier League season in 2020, he was with... What was the name of the...
I don't know. They made up all those goofy names.
The Yankees.
His name was Joe Torre.
The Newark Bears.
So, of course,
no.
one of our good college
That's
friends...
That's like Chuck Knoll being a Canadian football
yeah,
coach.
Yeah, but like one of our good friends, Kyle Dawson, he's the assistant GM... with the Wild Things. He's their play-by-play guy. And during COVID, before I was full-time here, I was, you know, I'm working at Amazon. I would also be like, hey, Dawson, you guys need me to, like, run the scoreboard or something? I'll come out there and, like, you know, just goof around and do that. And then one day he's just saying, like, yeah, we're playing so-and-so. Their manager is Joe Torre. And I'm like, what? He's like, yeah, his name's Joe Torre. I'm like, you got to be, like, you know, I'm like swearing to him. I'm like, Joe Torre. He's like, well, I mean, obviously not that Joe Torre. And I'm like, well, why would you not lead with, like, yeah, it's not the same guy?
You might want to throw a disclaimer on that.
Telling me the other team's skipper's Joe Torre. I'm thinking of, you know, what, 5 World Series titles? He's shuffling out to the mound. He's getting ready to bring in Rivera.
Yeah, it's like coach of the Battle Hawks, Tom Landry. Like, I feel like you should probably tell me it's not the Tom Landry.
What was the name of the hockey team, the Trash Pandas? In Connecticut, the owner was like, yeah, we signed Gretzky. And everyone's like, oh, you signed Wayne Gretzky? No, we signed a Gretzky, his brother Brent. But, like, we have a Gretzky coming in if you want to watch him.
Don't you mean the Dansbury Trashers?
The Dansbury Trashers, yeah. That's what it was.
Yeah, that's one of the best documentaries I've ever seen, by the way.
I have seen that.
Crime and Penalties.
Did you guys happen to meet Bob Pompieni's brother today?
No.
Bob Pompieni.
Does he look just like Pomp?
The only way I can describe him is he looks more like Bob Pompieni than Bob does. He looks like more of a Pompieni than Pomp. It's almost impossible to describe.
Does he dress like him?
He was in a full 3-piece suit in the middle of 86-degree weather, and I caught him out of the corner of my eye, and I said, oh, there's Pomp. But I was in the middle of something, so I wasn't going to drop what I was doing and say hi to Pomp, and lo and behold, I turn back and I get introduced to him. It's his brother. Good-looking guy. Tan. More tan than Bob. Work on that, Bob. You're out there golfing every day. Maybe, you know, skip the visor, throw a little SPF 15 on every once in a while. But, yeah, his brother, he looks exactly like him, but somehow more like a Pompieni.
And what's his name? John Pompieni?
I wish I could tell you. And he seemed important.
I always kind of get a laugh thinking about Pomp at the gym because he tells us about he goes to the gym and he goes into the sauna because I like telling sauna stories. A bunch of old guys, they're just bitching about Pittsburgh sports.
What Bob Pompieni endures in a public sauna.
So, I mean, I'm thinking like Pomp walking through like an LA Fitness, for example, like he's probably walking through like the, you know, like where they got machines on both sides. There's a lane to walk through. I'm picturing like golf polo. Like, not really workout attire. He's wearing, like, golf polo and, I don't know, like, golf shorts maybe? Like, kind of, like, nicer shorts you're not going to wear to a gym.
Still a belt.
Yeah, he's giving some people, like, finger guns. We're like, hey, Pomp. He's just like, hey, oh, we're going to talk about that. And then he's going into the sauna for a little bit.
You might hear that on the nightly sports call.
Yeah.
You're
like
in the sauna.
All, you know, all the 80-year-olds in the sauna that are just, like, butt-ass naked or – you know, they're loving Pomp being in there. They're talking,
firing takes.
Going home to their wives
they're
and telling
talking,
them they sat next to Bob Pompieni.
Absolutely,
in the
yeah. They're telling, like, their grandkids they saw Pomp. Not really getting any sort of workout in. He's just kind of, like, walking around, like, shooting the breeze. Like, almost like a politician going to the gym. That's what I picture.
Yeah, I don't think he does work out. I think the workout is the steps that it takes from entry until the sauna. And then I think he hangs out in the sauna for about a half hour, walks back out, which probably takes entirely too long because of the finger guns and things of that nature. And that's it. That's the workout for Pomp. But he's sweating because he sat in the sauna for 30 minutes.
I don't know how some of those guys sit in there as long as they do. I'll do like 15 to 20 max. But there's dudes that will sit in there for like an hour.
Well, what I think it is the older you get, you go to an elderly folks' home, their thermostats.
That's a good point.
It's set to 78, 82 degrees. They walk into a sauna, it doesn't even faze them. They don't feel that.
Dom,
that's just living room temperature for them.
Intern Dom brought up something yesterday, and I relate to it 100% because this is how my dad is. Yesterday was like the first real hot day. Dads love being reluctant to turn on that AC.
See, my dad's the opposite.
Mine is too.
The first 75 and sunny day where it's coming down on the windows, my dad jacks that thing all the way down. My dad cannot stand the heat.
So that actually surprises me because my dad pretty much blames it on his heart procedure and like losing weight due to that. And he said he gets colder easier. So he's always like hanging out in like sweatpants and a sweatshirt. And he loves pulling the dad line of like, if it's 82 degrees outside, but it's 78 degrees in the house, he loves the, well, it's cooler in here than it is out there. Like, yeah, well, I'm still sweating my ass off, which, by the way, we might have to crack a window or a door here because I am sweating my ass off sitting here. It is turning into a little bit of a sauna here.
I'll ask
are there any rules about the garage door?
I'm sure there are. When you walk into a house, this is how I was always raised, and this is how I shall raise my children. If I walk into a house in the summertime, I need to be hit with Arctic air.
Yeah, I mean, that's how, like...
It has to be. And if I need to layer up, I'll layer up. But if it's 82 degrees outside and it's 78 degrees in my house and it's thick and it's sticky, there ain't nothing I can do. You can't open a window.
No.
That's not going to help. We have a house fan. You know what that is? I mean, it's an older home. So you crack the windows, you turn the house fan on, and it sucks. I don't know how the engineering works. Why the hell am I even talking about it? It doesn't do jack. It just moves the hot air around. Like that. My mom would always do that if my dad wouldn't turn the air on. Well, we'll just put the fan on. All you're doing is moving around the hot air. That doesn't do jack. You know, someone could crack a fart in there, and maybe that helps, but it's still going to be hot. It's going to be hot moving air. What am I talking about? What are we doing?
I got a ceiling fan maybe like eighth, and we grew up in the same house. I lived in the same house my whole life until I moved out. So like eighth or ninth grade, I got a ceiling fan in my
Everyone
room.
Everyone does.
What?
Live in the same house until they move out.
I mean like...
I know what you mean.
They never moved.
I never moved as a child. A revelation.
Yeah.
I slept incredibly for the rest of my time living there compared to before. Like, why didn't we have a ceiling fan in this room before?
It does hit different, I will agree, in the evening time and the nighttime.
Yeah.
It gets dark out there. You do crack a window. The summers in Pittsburgh, they really do kind of suck. It's mid-80s. You have cold and you have hot. That's our seasons here. And in the summertime when it's mid-80s and it's sticky and it's humid, everyone loves the summer. I love a beach. Great. A pool, fine. But if we're taking water out of the equation, it sucks. Except in the morning time, you wake up in the morning and are you guys coffee drinkers?
Not
more
really.
So recently, yeah, in the last year or so.
Good for you. Get on the coffee, Donnie.
Yes.
You wake up, say 7:20, 7:30 in the morning. You go outside in a summer day and have a cup of coffee. It'd change your life. Evening time. Nice Thursday, 8:15 p.m. Back patio. A nice cold Pilsner beer. Oh, my God.
That's a nice feeling.
The morning and the evening alone makes summer worth it. The middle portion of the day, the meat of the burger, not so good. But those two time periods, wonderful.
You know what had me thinking about a ceiling fan? So I lived in the South Side for 3 years. Lived above Rugger's Pub. Loved that place. Jack was there several times because, I mean, it was three dudes living there. I mean, the place was like a farm. I mean, it smelled like one on a Sunday
because we'd have
12, 15, sometimes 20 guys over there. Like, we had a huge living room, kind of a funny way the place was built. Huge living room, huge TV. We'd get a second TV, big NFL Sunday. It could be the most irrelevant sporting event. We just looked for a reason to have the boys over and drink. Anyway, my room in that place, I turned the ceiling fan on the first day I got in there. I lived there for 3.5 years. I turned it off on the last day. I never once turned off the ceiling fan. Not once. It never turned off.
That is hilarious.
I mean, did you guys ever lose power?
Yeah. We did, but like I don't know, just at least
when
I never turned
on,
it off.
Yeah, there you go.
I never turned the thing off. All right.
I never had central air until I was 14. We had
I didn't either.
We had
window units.
We had the old school window unit, and I lived in not a classy apartment complex in Jersey. We used to have a bucket that we put underneath the air conditioning unit because all the
catch
cold
the water.
Water would always catch the water. Dump it over the the railing, water the old lady's garden in front and the downstairs apartment.
It's a good system.
It was a circle of life.
I'll tell you what was a great feeling, because we had window units. We didn't have central air. So we had like one in our living room, had one in each bedroom. I'd go up there, crank that baby on high at like 6 or 7 p.m. I wouldn't go back up there until like 11. That was a good feeling. You make sure that door's shut. You don't want that air to leave.
That's what we had in college, was we had the window units. And if you had the bedroom and you'd close the door, you would kick that bad boy on. You'd go to class at like 2. You know you wouldn't be back till 5, 5:30, whatever. And you crank it the whole time you get back. It's bliss.
See, I'd be the guy if I was – like an adult doing that, I would never turn it off. And then I'd be like, oh, why is the electric bill like 400 yes. bucks? Horrible.
Might be cheaper to have the central air at that point.
Probably.
I have central air now. It's chef's yeah. kiss.
It's
we keep
we, it's on 67 oh, all good year round, polio no vaccine. What. Oh, Jonas Salk. No. Central air. That was the greatest invention of all time.
We keep it between Mario and Yager all year.
Yeah.
Yep.
We don't budge. That if that baby hits 70, we're like, all right, it's getting a little steamy in here.
Is Ricard Raquel 67?
Yes.
Yeah.
So that's where you keep it? Little
pretty
Ricard
much.
Raquel.
Yeah. Ricard Raquel. 66, 68. Yeah. There's sometimes we'll wake up in the morning when it's like spring where it's cold in the morning and then it'll be like a nice day. It'll be like 57 in there.
I will
58,
say.
Maybe get a little Lambert
that,
going.
That's fine overnight.
Yeah.
When you got the covers.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I got to sleep cold.
That's the best sleep is a
19,
cold sleep.
1902, Willis Haviland Carrier invented air conditioning.
Where did he go to school?
Syracuse, Carrier Dome.
Damn it.
You think?
I think
you might. Think I'm right.
He was born in 1876 in Angola, New York, and...
I might be right.
St. Bonaventure.
Wait, what'd you say?
I said Syracuse.
No.
Colgate.
Carrier no. Dome.
Ivy League.
Columbia.
Cornell.
I will say there is nothing better than going to a hotel.
Master of
cranking you, it all the way down.
I used to send my buddies, I mean, I think guys still do it. I would like, you know, when Snapchat was like really a big thing, we were like early in college, I'd have that baby ready to go, have some funny song playing too, so it'd be like a funny video. I walk right to that AC and I'm cranking it as low as possible.
The thing about that is it's a dry cold.
Like you know, dry heat.
You jack it all the way down. You wake up in the morning, and you've got crusties all up in that nose.
I never sleep with a hoodie. Like I
know you get the hoarse voice in the morning with the hotel down to 57 yeah. degrees.
I never sleep with a shirt on.
Me neither.
If I'm in a hotel, hoodie every time.
Yeah.
And I have never been as more comfortable in a hoodie in a hotel room. Oh, yeah.
Do you guys, when you go to a hotel... Do you like to keep the feet tucked in, or do you kick that son of a bitch out?
Kick it out.
Yeah.
The sheets?
Yeah.
I keep them tucked in.
You do the tight tuck?
Yeah.
Nurses
you do
corners.
The tight tuck?
Wait, what do you...
You know how they have the sheets tucked in real tight?
Oh, no, I bring them out.
They're called nurse's corners.
Yeah.
Quit yelling at me.
Nurse? I've never heard of that in my life.
It's when they fold a sheet underneath hospital beds.
Oh, yeah. I
stayed
right
in a hotel
hospital
for
corners.
Work recently, and the AC just did not work.
Sorry for your loss.
Was it like a Days in?
No, it was like an Embassy Suites.
Man, that was something about minor league baseball, all the different hotels you stay in.
Oh,
I bet. I mean, there were some sweet ones. Like, we'd go to somewhere in, like, New York. There were ones that were, like, apartment size. I was like, this is awesome. And since I was just the play-by-play guy, I normally got the room to myself. But, man, there were some dumps. I don't want to say, like, the hotel names because I could probably get in trouble. I don't know if we're, like, partners with any of them. But,
yeah, it's Safe Harbor. Yeah, over there.
There are some absolute dumps.
It's 12:30.
All right. Well,
is it 12:30?
Yeah.
We just go to bed.
For a half hour, we just talked about air conditioning.
Good
and
talk, guys.
It being hot. Hopefully, we can get a door cracked open here because I'm struggling.
Not allowed.
Coming up, we'll get into Aaron Rodgers a little bit, I guess. We'll see what we have. It's the Fan 5 Alarm Marathon presented by Allegiant Community Federal Credit Union right here on Sports Radio 93.7.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
And the Fan. Fan 5 Alarm Marathon presented by Allegiant Community Federal Credit Union live at the Upper St. Clair Volunteer Fire Department. Donnie Chedrick, Jack Hillgrove, Charlie Borges is with us here on site. Some of the great overnight guys here at the Upper St. Clair VFD. One of them being generous enough right now, Jack.
Big time stuff going on right here.
Yeah, to open up the garage here. I didn't know if it was against the rules, but I mean, I was getting a little steamy in here. So our guys here are very appreciative. There's going to be a nice breeze that rolls in because of the rain. I remember his name, our guy Eric. He was sitting back there with us. He was hearing some old war stories back there.
Oh, you could feel it right away.
Yeah, that's
Thank
phenomenal.
You, Eric.
Thank you, Eric. Eric just makes me think of Billy Madison. Well, yeah, we just got him to open up the garage. Joel Nelson is back behind the glass in Green Tree. You are really feeling that breeze right now. We haven't talked about Aaron Rodgers yet. Jackie and I still have about 90 minutes to go, so maybe we'll get into him in a little bit. Jack proposed a problem to us, Charlie, and this is the type of stuff we can get into at this time of night, since it is beyond midnight here.
And I was really excited when Craig reached out and asked what my availability was, and we're pretty bogged down at Channel 9 in Steubenville with our remaining high school baseball and softball left, so I had to obviously work today. 10 a.m. is when my shift started, so we're rolling straight through till 6 o'clock.
Oh, you brought the Swedish fish, Ghosts.
Yep.
Oh,
but,
that was big.
I was happy to only be available for the graveyard shifts, because even if I was off all day, I probably still would have come down and hung out with you guys. I was okay with this hour of the night.
Yeah, I mean, because we can pretty much talk about whatever. I mean,
we
I guess
say whatever the hell we want.
Well, this time last year, we had the most fun. This is when we had the producer quiz
show. Yeah, we had the full producer quiz show. Yeah, Callis pulled Franz Ferdinand out of nowhere. I never thought he was going to get that question right about why World War I started.
Over a sandwich, right?
No, it was the assassination of Franz Ferdinand.
But he was eating a sandwich.
He's in the middle of a parade.
Yeah.
I thought he was sitting at a cafe eating a sandwich and got shot.
Was he?
I think he was in a parade. Somebody tried to walk up and shoot him, and they did. And then there was a suicide pact between everybody that tried to do the assassination. And
I'll take your word for
it. The cyanide didn't work for like two of them, and one decided to jump off a bridge, but it was low tide, and he jumped like 6 feet.
All right, Charlie seems to know the whole story here.
No, because it's the funniest assassination attempt of all time. It worked, but everybody was like, oh, let's all end it so we don't get caught, and they all got caught.
It worked. That made me think of something from our Steelers trip last year, oh, Charlie. That was a funny
it worked.
Funny review that got left.
It worked.
All I'll say is in Nevada, you can legally purchase marijuana.
Mm.
So some of the boys partook in that. And one of them, the review was left, and it was simply, it worked. I think that's pretty funny. I mean, how many people are just leaving something that simple?
I mean,
like 5 stars. It worked.
Why use big word when small word do trick? I mean, I just
rewatched that the other day. Just you come home from work, throw in the office. It's one of those fall asleep too.
One of our bosses earlier said that they had a brownie, but they were talking about one of the firehouse sub brownies. But I thought they were talking about like one of the weed brownies.
Yeah.
And they go, yeah, I had half of it now, and I'm saving half for later. I'm like, well, that can only mean one thing.
Yes,
and
yeah.
Our social media guy, one of them, Joey Bova, comes up. I'm like, oh, did he steal the other half? Because he was looking a little, what's up, bro?
I feel like Bova always kind of has that look.
Yeah.
He's kind of like a hip young kid, which, by the way, he was listening. I don't know if he's like on his way home, but he was listening to our early talk there about the age where you don't want to go out anymore, completely on our side. He's only 23. I said, you're still in your prime, brother. And he's like, I got like no desire to go out on a weekend.
Yeah, it hit me at like 25. Like once I graduated, there was a couple more years post-graduation. And then once I hit like 26, as soon as I got off my parents' health insurance, throwing the towel, I'm good.
Like, relatable.
I don't need this in any way, shape, or form anymore. Like, I'll go to a bar, have two or three with a buddy, talk about nothing, but talk about everything.
I had my first doctor's appointment on my own health insurance like a month ago, and I was, like, scared to go.
Yeah.
And I just didn't know if it was going
to
work.
So I got worried when I went to the dentist a few months ago, because that was I took a few years off the dentist, but it was a pretty good report that I got, but I was worried because I was going to a new one.
Yeah.
And at first, the girl at the front desk, like, you know, she took the insurance card, took the ID, how they normally do it. She was struggling to find, like, the connection because they had told me that, you know, our insurance was, you know, covered under their
services.
Yeah, yeah. So I was
umbrella, if you will.
Yeah, so I was like, okay, cool. And then, like, at first she was like, yeah, we can't, like, I can't find anything here. And I'm like, well, I mean, I don't know what else to give you. Like, it's all there.
This is all,
like,
I have.
Yeah. Eventually it was found, so we were okay there. But Jack was telling us during the break, Charlie, that his apartment just stinks. So, like, physically stinks.
I put in a maintenance request.
And they just let them figure it out?
They're phenomenal with it. They will, they'll hopefully respond tomorrow and get to the bottom of it.
And I was telling you, when we had that big storm a couple weeks ago, where everybody's power was out for a couple of them, like our good friend Mr. Finley over on KDK.
Oh, yeah, he was going through it.
Yeah. For what, he was without power for what?
He was in an area because I have another friend that lives out in Hampton.
Which is funny because, like, I also live in Hampton Township.
Yeah,
in
you're not far
Park.
By. Or not far away.
We had power like 4 hours later. Made no
yeah,
sense.
Yeah, see, but
all.
I had, like, the person I know is not far from where Finley lives because I have been to the Finley compound before. And
congratulations on all your success.
Yeah, like, they didn't have power for like a week, like almost a week.
I was worried because it hit Steubenville hard, and I was in Wheeling for something else, and it was just like when it rolled through, it was just like a typical, pretty moderate storm, yeah. Nothing extra, and then all the extreme stuff rolled through Steubenville and then came towards Pittsburgh. So if you were, you know, south, probably like more like Washington, PA. I mean, I could be totally making it up, but Steubenville got crushed. Wheeling was fine. And as I made my way back up to Steubenville, they reached out from the newsroom because we couldn't get up the hill. Our station sits by itself on top of a hill, and there's one way up and one way down. And they're, you know, like a lot of TV stations, they used to run like an old-time radio station mm-hmm. out of the TV. So the old WSTV radio tower has been out of commission for like decades, but the radio tower is still on the property, fell like 50, 60 feet, didn't hit anything, thank God, but fell, and it blocked the only way to get up. So I couldn't get up, and they had me go around and shoot video of, because I had my camera and all my gear, of trees down in the middle of the road, huge trees in the middle of roadways and stuff. I mean, that was going on out this way as well. And I was worried because I have a big sliding glass door in the living room. I'm like, I'm going to go home, and there's going to be a tree in my living room. Not the case. And we had power. I don't even know if we lost it. Neither one of us were home when it rolled through. But I checked on my way back home, on my way back to the station before I could go back up. We had power. It was all good. So we lucked out.
Bechtel had the tree ripped out of his yard.
Yeah.
That fell right in front of his house. I live maybe a half mile from him. We're on the same street.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
We have one of those plastic owls,
mm-hmm.
like on our back deck.
Didn't move.
It didn't move an inch.
Yeah, that's nuts.
How does that happen?
I don't know. It got to one point where it was like, correct me if I'm wrong, it was a beautiful day at one point.
Well, that's what made it. So when we were talking to our meteorologist when we all got in at like 3 o'clock, they were worried because they knew it was in the radar. And the longer in the day it stays sunny out, I get for whatever, I'm not a scientist or a meteorologist, I don't know how it works, but the longer in the day it stays nicer out and sunny,
and humid,
the worse the...
that impending storm is going to be.
Yeah, and they were freaking out about it.
It looked bad when I was looking out my third floor apartment.
Yeah.
And I'm a cat dad, and I don't care if anybody judges me.
Me too, brother.
I have two of them. and animals can tell when something's up. One was just just sleeping under the bed the entire day, but the other one is like attached to my hip 24/7. And I looked outside, and like it just went black. And he looked at me, and his eyes just basically said, "All right, we gotta go." And I'm like, "Okay."
Either one of your cats,
you know, we gotta go.
Ever like stare at something that's not there,
and it freaks you out?
Yeah.
Yep. Especially weird. Especially at like 2-3 o'clock in the morning. Yeah. Where, you know, like paranormal activity, that's when like the things were like heightened.
Great movie.
Seeing it in the movie theater just added to the experience.
Love that movie.
But like,
I don't want to hear the hate. I love that movie.
It's a great movie.
I've never seen Paranormal Activity.
What?
Oh, the original one? Wow.
No, I'm not a horror movie guy. I've done like the Mount Rushmore of horror movies. I'm not going to like make one, but like The Conjuring I've seen, The Shining, like the very run of the mill.
What about the OG Halloween?
Yeah, I've seen most of those. Like the run of the
high school alumni.
The what?
Jack Nicholson went to my high school.
He went to high school with Charlie.
Yep. The Jack Nicholson Theater.
I went to high school with Austin Bechtold. Did you know he went to Baldwin?
I never knew that. Nobody ever told me. Not him. He never told me.
Guy Junker went to Baldwin too.
That I did not know. Doris Burke also went to Manasquan.
Are we just flexing on famous alumni?
No, but Paranormal Activity, like to what you said, when cats are just staring at the wall,
yeah,
or staring down a hallway and nothing's there, you just kind of like the hairs on the back of your neck stand up, and you're like, if you're seeing something,
yeah,
either A, we gotta go, or B, you're just a cat feeling like you're about to have the zoomies and you're running around.
Yeah, which most of the time happens after that.
They might just be staring at nonsense. I think cats are weird.
I used to be like you.
Same.
And well, then okay, so I started dating a girl that had one.
See, here is what I would like about a cat, like opposed to a dog. You can just leave the thing.
Yes. Yeah.
When Marina and I, we went to Jersey for 4 days.
Yeah.
Fill the feeder, clean the litter box. It has the pee pad.
I mean, it's a cat. It's
done.
It's going to like roam around. It's going to just like hang out.
It runs around. It entertains itself. We're good.
Like, you don't need to call somebody, "Hey, can you come watch this thing?" Yeah. Like, I thought it was funny. Like, my sister has a cat. They, like, had somebody watch their cat once when they went somewhere. I'm like, it's a cat. It's just going to, like,
leave it.
Yeah, it's just going to, like, fine. Sleep. Like, sit in your windowsill. It's going to, like, I don't
hang
know.
Hang out.
Yeah. It's a cat. It's going to, like.
The reason I never had a dog is because we always lived in an apartment. And none of the apartments we lived in allowed dogs, but they allowed cats. Therefore, cats my whole life.
How do you feel about goldfish? I feel like that's a nice, easy pet.
I just recently found out that my childhood goldfish was replaced several times. Which I probably should have just like done the math.
He thought the thing lived for like 17 years.
I did. I thought I had a goldfish that lived for like 5 years.
Did you ever
I was recently told by my parents that there were like 3 or 4 of them.
Did you ever have pets that went to the farm?
Yes, yeah. I did. So I had a dog when I was a kid. He did get a little bit aggressive in his later years. Now, he also had to live outside. My mom was allergic, but my dad had already, maybe he already had the dog. I don't know. Actually, I don't think he did, but for whatever reason, outside dog, like, he was great when I was a little kid, like a toddler, like running around, whatever. He definitely got meaner, like, in his old age. He just, like, went like Clint Eastwood on us.
Like Gran Torino?
Yeah. Clint Eastwood. Just like a mean old man. But, yeah, there was a time, I don't know, I'm probably, like, 10, 11 years old, and my dad, like, just, like, puts Max in his cage, like, puts him in the truck, and it was I found an old farmer who wanted a dog. I didn't think anything of it. I thought, oh, that's nice. Like, that guy has a dog now, and then get a few years older, and they're like, yeah, that's not good. Like, if you got the farm story, that's not good.
Yeah, my mom had a cat. I think it lived to be like 15 or 16, well before me, and it ended up dying when I was like 6 or 7. And I remember my parents being pretty upfront with me at a young age about what was going on.
Must be nice to have. Must have been nice to have that.
But again, like, I didn't know that there were five Allens. That's what I named my beta fish. Allen. I don't know why.
This one's
I have
blue.
No idea what I named my goldfish. Zero idea.
I had one goldfish I named after myself, and I can't remember the other two. I don't know why.
I saw a TikTok the other day.
So you named
it
Charlie?
I had three of them. One was Charlie, and the other two, I think I named them after like the other neighborhood kids that I hung out with. They all died.
So like goldfish grow to their environment. So if you like put a goldfish in a giant pond or whatever, it'll grow to be like relatively big. And if you do that and they get like super big, they become incredibly invasive to their environments, and it's not good. I watched a TikTok on that the other day.
Wait, so what happens?
You're supposed to get rid of them because they're invasive.
Where do you send them?
To the farm.
I found an old farmer who wanted one.
The farmer wanted a big-ass goldfish.
Pretty much. It's disgusting looking. It was like the size of like a smallmouth bass. It was orange.
Ever been fishing?
I have. Caught quite a few fish in my day.
How about some saltwater fishing, Charlie? You're the guy that lives by the beach.
We used to go spear fishing in the Manasquan Inlet. You should just put on goggles, just swim around the outlet. Spear fishing? Sure. Actually, like, sit down with a pole. We've done that once or twice.
Really?
Yeah. Spear fishing is much more fun.
My dad is very big on, like, the beach fishing. Or anytime we'd go to Ocean City, and now my parents pretty much live there, like, he was just, like, a big, like, bridge fisherman. Like, there'd be dudes just lined up.
You see a couple
on a bridge.
Old, couple old dudes.
Toss the old pole off.
Hanging out on the rocks, just sitting there with a pole, just minding their own business.
I caught a baby shark once.
Doot 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 doo.
Yeah.
What about a grandma shark?
Doot 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 doo.
Yeah, baby shark. I got a good picture of it. I'm not singing this song.
What kind of shark?
I don't know. I got a picture of it. I could show
hammerhead,
you. Maybe you can.
White tip, black tip, reef.
It definitely isn't a hammerhead.
Great white,
mako, bluefin.
Megalodon.
Maybe a tiger. I don't know.
Do you believe
tigers,
in
tigers, I think, are...
Megalodon, yeah.
Absolutely.
Ocean's too big.
There freaks me the F out, man. Oceans are weird.
There's some scary stuff
like
out
only
there.
10% of them have been explored. There's probably like an underwater city out there somewhere.
When I was at Westminster, we had a class field trip.
This is a perfect segue into Aaron Rodgers talk. We're just coming up with ocean conspiracies.
Exactly. When I was at Westminster, there was a class trip to Ecuador in the rainforest, and we did a night walk.
Nope.
And we just saw a bunch of spiders that we saw one pair of eyes that we didn't know what it was. It freaked us out. Saw a couple came in that were in the water.
What happens if you actually like saw something?
See that, but that was the thing. We went on this like mile long trek out, just seeing stuff. Then we walk all the way back, and our guide basically said, "Remember everything that you saw?" And we're like, "Yeah, just a bunch of spiders." And we listed everything that we, because it was a science class. We were supposed to name everything that we saw, and they went, "Congrats! Now think about all the things that saw you that you didn't see." And we were like, we have to sleep out here, dude. Like, in, like, bungalows. Like, like the only thing that's protecting us is a mosquito net.
Why on earth would he say
that? Exactly what we were saying. He's like, just food for thought. And we're like, all right, dude. Thanks, man. Appreciate it. And then 4 a.m., howler monkeys just that were, like, 3 miles away that sounded like they're right next to you just woke us up. And we're thinking, like, maybe howler monkeys were staring at us that we didn't see.
That just sounded like
old. What if we set one loose in the lounge?
Old philosopher. Think about all the things that saw you.
If that's what we... like Mr. Feeny from Boy Meets World.
How do you like those apples, Muzzy?
How'd you like that?
Picture Starkey in that atmosphere.
Oh, he would have saw the first spider and he would have ran back.
I mean, I don't think
he would have gotten on the boat. Because you have to fly from mainland Ecuador into the Amazon itself. And
I'm
then
scared.
Exactly. I'm scared, Ron. Then you have to take a car to where the boats are, then the boat to the camp, and then we went around and saw like a local native tribe, the whole thing, different trips, there was the one thing that I didn't do that everybody else did. I did not jump in the water. I did not jump in the Amazon River because of the famous little fish that if you have to use the restroom,
yep,
that will
swim their way up,
make its way home.
Didn't one of the MD shows?
So
do
I thought
something
that was
that?
I thought that was an old wives' tale.
No, nope, no.
Is that only in the Amazon?
And then once they get in there, they grow.
Yep, they have like little not wings, but pretty much wings. They just kind of like stick.
Okay,
and but you is have it, to like get it surgically removed?
Is it only in certain waters?
Only in certain waters, especially the Amazon.
These things in the Atlantic Ocean.
They're attracted to the ammonia. That's what I was told.
So are they in the Atlantic Ocean?
They are not in the Atlantic Ocean.
Okay. Well, that's normally the only one I'm worried about.
Rivers.
You know who could probably tell you a lot about that? And your quarterback from Cal.
He's probably done some ayahuasca in the Amazon rainforest.
I guess we can get into him up next year because we just went through.
I haven't had a chance to spout off on the situation.
I haven't either because the last time I was on was 12-2. So that news broke while I was in the middle of a 3-mile walk in the firefighter gear.
You did well. I was proud of you.
So we're going to get into that coming up next. Finally, we'll talk a little bit about the Steelers and Aaron Rodgers officially agreeing to a deal, what it may mean. Maybe a certain receiver out there that could be a Steeler in the near future. This is the Fan 5 Alarm Marathon presented by Allegiant Community Federal Credit Union, and it continues next from the Upper St. Clair Volunteer Fire Department.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.